This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Lisa Mullins, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Folk singer-songwriter Meg Hutchinson hails from South Egremont in western Massachusetts. She spent much of her childhood reading poetry and listening to the record collection of her hippie parents, who were both English professors.
In her evocative lyrics, you can hear her family's love of language and the natural world. Meg Hutchinson's new album is called Beyond That. She'll be performing at Club Passim in Cambridge this Friday. And here she is live in our studio with her new song, Yellow Moon.
I gave my ticket to the man, found my seat, and I held on with both hands. Nothing but amusement, that was my plan. Flung out to the emptiness, to the billion stars, and every cell rose to greet them in that dark. The earth, so simple, so far away, forgotten in the field after the children played. Their games of war, in the name of God, their search for more. How strange it seems, suddenly stranger than my dream, than my dream. Just enough water, just enough light, the impossible chance at making life. From jawless fish and flightless birds to opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Walk in a yellow room on a city street. The noise of the morning, the rush and the heat. Not too sad, not too happy, not missing anything, desireless and free for a moment. Clock radio breaking the still, and the new death toll. It just be the place I saw from space. It kind of sounds like hell. Our games of war, blood of the earth leaking out like oil. How strange it seemed, suddenly stranger than my dream, than my dream. Just enough water, just enough light, the impossible chance at making life. From jawless fish and flightless birds to opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Opposable thumbs, what a miracle. But even more amazing, even more amazing. Love.
Meg Hutchinson playing her song Yellow Room off her new album Beyond That. And Meg Hutchinson, welcome to Radio Boston. That was simply beautiful.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Tell us about that song, Yellow Room.
That was inspired by a dream I had that I was getting on an amusement park ride and instead was flung into space and had this tremendous view of the earth.
Mm.
And from out there, I just was struck by how much time we spend down here arguing about who made us and whose God is better. And from out there, I was just filled with wonder and the sense that love is so much more important than all of these differences we spend so much time fixated on.
Mm. Well, I love the song. I love the quality of your voice. I don't know what I can ask about that, but tell me something about it. It there really is a remarkable quality to it.
I think it's been a long learning process. Mm. I think I started out imitating people and eventually found that the more I relaxed and the more I learned how to breathe, just like everything else in my life became easier, the voice became more natural and warmer. And I feel like I've finally come to this place where it's completely my own voice.
Well, it's something. You've got a real background in guitar. You're playing the piano on this, though, right?
Yeah, this whole new record is piano, and I've gone back to it after 20-something years, and
wow.
It's a new playground. It's been fun to break some of my musical habits and have a whole new soundscape to play in.
So did you really have to relearn the piano after all that time?
I did, although I find that, the things you learn as a child really stay in your muscle memory somehow. Mm-hmm. So I think it was easier than if I had started from scratch, but it had been a long time.
Meg, you've been very open over the years about the fact that you live with bipolar disorder. And in fact, many of your songs explore this issue, the heights and depths of coping with this disorder. I'm wondering if you can tell me something about it, when you were first diagnosed and how it affects your music career.
So I've lived with it since I was 19. I'm 35 now, but I was diagnosed only 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how sometimes the thing that we think is the worst thing that's ever happened to us becomes the greatest blessing. And for me, the opportunity to actually speak out about something and try to offer what I didn't have when I was going through it, which is role models, people in leading ordinary lives, doing quite well with an illness that unfortunately we only hear the more extreme stories about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ended up being like this university that I went to that I did not sign up for, but has become a degree that has turned into my second career and has allowed me to cultivate an understanding of other people and a compassion I would not have learned otherwise.
That's so nice to hear. I want to ask you to play another song. You're going to be doing a song called The Gatekeeper, and this is very related to this subject, right?
It is. It was inspired by an interview with a Golden Gate Bridge patrolman named Kevin Briggs, and he has now saved over 500 lives, I believe, preventing
talking people down
from jumping, off the Golden Gate Bridge. And I wrote the song 10 years ago and actually got an email from him in December. And he said, I just heard this song, Gatekeeper. And, my name is Kevin Briggs. I think I'm in that song.
That's amazing.
And we've become friends and did a Bob Edwards interview together. And he saves people by asking two simple questions. How are you feeling? And what are your plans for tomorrow?
Wow. Well, so I understand you have to move over to your guitar for this, right? So this is Meg Hutchinson. She's going to be at Club Passim on Friday, this coming Friday. Her new CD is Beyond That. And here she is with her song, Gatekeeper.
The days grow too long, the hours standing still. You wonder if you could, if you will. Wave your toes upon the edge with your eyes upon the sky. Tell me just these things before you fly. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. If your hand should lose the rail, if your heel should lose the cord, Well, everything seemed fixable that did not before. How the sun shines on the bay, the islands over there, can make it through today if you dare. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. Maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. Oh, maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? How are you feeling? What are your plans? What are your plans?
That's Meg Hutchinson playing her song Gatekeeper. Her new album is called Beyond That. She'll be performing at Club Passim in Cambridge this Friday and at the Parlor Room in Northampton, Massachusetts on Saturday. You can find a lot more information about Meg Hutchinson and her CD at radioboston.org. Meg Hutchinson, what a pleasure. So great to hear you play. Thank you for coming in, and we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, you can hear a third Meg Hutchinson song at radioboston.org after we say goodbye to you, but that's it for today.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.